You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in radio land. It is time yet again for a thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming live every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And for our Hispanic sisters and brethren all around the world, that is numero uno. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, I've been watching a lot of Hotel Transylvania lately. Sorry. It's October. It's the month of fun. It's the month of Halloween. We're here to have a good time. We've got all kinds of great things happening this month. We have an amazing Women's International Film Festival going on.
Yes.
Red carpet stuff, after parties, parties, before parties.
After parties, during parties.
After parties.
The actual awards ceremony. You know what I mean? Like all
and is party doing that and saying? All that?
All that.
So many things. Actually, tell people, this is Leslie LePage.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah, and tell everybody where you are from and what it is you do.
Well, I'm from L.A., born and bred.
Rock on.
All right.
Like that.
You know,
very
one
nice.
Of the few that were actually born here.
And stayed.
Yeah, well, no, I went away and then came back and went back and forth. But then I ended up staying, yes.
Oh, gotcha.
I went away for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But I came back
but you came back. You know, it's like the mafia, man. It just keeps sucking you back in.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Or New England.
Or New England, yeah.
I'm from New England, yeah.
Anyway, so I do the La Femme International Film Festival.
Yes.
I know, isn't that crazy?
I love the fact that it's called La Femme.
It is. It's this
La Femme Nikita.
It's that double entendre thing. Yeah. You know, it's like L.A. Femme, woman, and then the woman. So you can.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like got double meanings. This thing, double entendre.
It's a double.
Oh, yeah. Double entendre.
Anyway, so yeah, we're going into our 15th year.
That's impressive.
I know, we've been hanging on by our fingernails. You know, but we were doing this.
So we need to get you funding.
Right.
We always need funding.
We just need to find some generous contributors.
That's right. We just need
to hit up some of our celebrity friends.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They might have concerts money. with some ladies featured in them, like ladies singers.
We've been wanting to do that anyway. An all female fronted like thing.
So have we. We've actually been wanting to.
We want like a concert. It's all female fronted
bands. All female.
And we could do it like
We actually did this 10 years ago. We shut down downtown LA.
Ooh, nice.
Oh,
and we
nice.
Did this for our opening party.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks to get to do that.
Yeah. Let's do this again.
Times. Yeah. So I want to like do like, you know, let's a Coachella version of, you know, all women artists.
I've been wanting to do that.
So let's talk after.
Let's do it.
Let's talk. Yeah, absolutely.
The last couple years, what, 2-3 years, I've been trying to plan together a women's fronted music festival.
You can give it to women's causes, like domestic battery.
Oh, yeah,
or
we can raise money.
Like
absolutely.
Domestic violence.
Right.
And for other things, you know, like breast cancer.
You know, we talked about
things,
that like 2 years ago.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I've been trying to organize this for a couple of years. So.
Right. Oh, yeah. No.
That would be perfect.
That's been one of our incentives for a while. Sweet. Yeah. But anyways, we show over 100 films. We've got special screenings. We have seminars, 5 educational seminars. We have an awards ceremony where we're celebrating the filmmaker winners and our celebrities. We have Hendricks and Nadine Velasquez and this new up-and-coming gal that I think is going to splash big this year, which is Devika Bias. And she's
I like the name.
Yeah, she's doing this crazy, huge film that is about the first queen of India.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she's butt-kicking artist, martial artist, queen, Indian girl.
Oh, wow.
That sounds really cool.
But yeah, so we've got...
Badass.
Yeah.
I know.
Anything with ass kicking is good.
It's totally a badass.
Indeed it is.
She's totally, she's like a youthful, badass Indian chick. So
that is awesome.
I think it's going to go huge.
Let's kick some ass.
I can see that going very
right?
far.
Yeah.
It's a man's ass, is that right?
Man's ass. Yeah.
Of course.
I am of the
school. I'm all for the women. They can't be insane.
I am of the school.
If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here right now.
Right.
I'm of the school of Buffy, Charmed, and every other female
kick butters
dominant female that kicks people's asses. Especially
awesome.
Evil.
That's awesome.
That's my premise. Like most of the TV shows or movies I watch is all about like
let's bring those shows to
evil.
Reality.
Yeah.
That's what right. I want. I want to make my own television shows and movies. No, seriously, I've been wanting to make my own stuff anyway, so well. But maybe we can enter something into your international film festival someday.
Awesome.
Someday,
please
maybe
do.
We can make something worthy of being in
something.
Your film festival.
Hey, you know, we've
create
launched,
a
we've
new superhero, a female superhero, or something.
Anything, just tell a strong female story, a strong, you know.
Right. Right.
About a single mother, about anything, about
good
any character. Kind of woman
that's
who's
good,
really
that's
strong.
That's a good start. Yeah. A single mother.
Yeah, you know, just somebody who's really
you know what
strong
I mean?
And you know something even just basic, you know. But yeah, but yeah. I'm glad that you're doing this. When does everything kick off? When's the first thing?
Oh my
like,
gosh,
happening?
We kick off tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Tomorrow morning,
right?
And what exactly happens at 10 a.m.
Okay, so we've got film screenings in two. Very two nice. Theaters at the Regal Cinemas in downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, that's cool. Amazing.
But then we've got nice live thing, streaming yeah. of interviews with 35 of our filmmakers out of the 100 plus that we're showing.
That's amazing.
So we're rotating that every like 3 minutes. So they get 3 minutes of fame, talk about their films, and we're doing that starting at
that
10 o'clock
sweet.
In the morning all the way till 2:30. Then we roll right into our awards, our gala opening.
Maybe we can book some of them for next year's radio show.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Some of the, you know, contestants.
Yeah. Well,
they
you can book all the
not.
We can get all the winners on here, I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd
be cool.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that.
And then we go right into the next day, which is films, and then another special screening with Boy Genius.
Ooh.
So many, how many days is this festival?
It's 4 days.
Wow.
Two theaters, 4 days,
that's
opening,
amazing.
Closing. We have 5 educational panels sponsored by the WGA, Screen Actors Guild, AFTRA,
wow.
the State of Florida, Governor's Office of Film and Entertainment.
I've been looking to get into AFTRA. Because that's for the radio, like radio and television.
Well, not anymore. In 2000,
oh, it's
not? No, in 2016, they merged. They are one
so,
union.
Yeah, SAG-AFTRA. They always say SAG-AFTRA.
Yep.
So if you're applying to one, you're applying to both? Or how does that work?
Well, you know, at one point it was separate, two separate entities, right?
Oh, okay.
One handled TV, one handled film. And
right.
then in 2016, they merged and they became one union. And so, yeah, once you join and that's it.
It's a lot of money. I looked it up. It's really crazy.
It's a big chunk of money.
It's like it's like $3,500 or $4,000 or something.
Oh,
it's pretty.
God,
yeah, but once
damn.
You're in, yeah. But if you can pay, they'll break your dues up though.
Well, no, yeah, they
will. They'll break them up quarterly. They'll break them up however you
well,
want.
Well, no, listen.
You can get them out of your paycheck.
They've actually
every week.
They've actually made a credit card, so you can actually do it on a credit card and pay off. Yeah, it's
you even
awesome.
Make more money off
now.
You.
Wow. Watch me wow. not qualify for the credit card.
Here's
anyway,
credit card. I don't think we want to.
Let's introduce the fourth member of our panel today, Rod Toledo.
Yeah, everyone, thank you, thank you, thank you.
K&M Productions LA.
Thank you, thanks, Jenny.
Welcome
thanks
to the show again,
the
our friend.
Thank you.
If you remember, if you pay attention or give a fuck about our show. You would have seen him
here.
Like within the last few weeks.
Right.
He's like maybe
about three or four weeks ago,
yeah,
right?
Maybe something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
So, yeah.
4 weeks ago.
But we are here to talk about an international thing because that's kind of like where the theme we were going with that
whole
is.
International.
We got Rod and I are bringing an amazing band over from Santiago, Chile. Mm-hmm. Their name is Cleaver. Shout out to Carlos Cleaver.
And you can tell me
the names of the other three members that are coming over that are actually going to play.
It's really funny because...
They're coming on tour, by the way.
Oh, that's nice. Where are they touring?
Here, all over. Like so. We're setting up
West
all the
Coast,
dates.
West Coast? Yeah. West Coast? West Coast?
I think we have like
County,
10
Orange
dates
County.
For them so far. 10 or 11.
That's
no, I think, no wait, we're up to 12. 14. Is it 14?
14.
Wow.
I keep adding, so I wasn't sure where we were at.
We're looking pretty good. So as far as the bad names, dudes, it's funny because... There are four, and there's only two names for them.
Oh, yeah, Carlos.
Yeah. And Alvaro.
That's
it.
There's
that's
four,
their
but
first name.
But only
Carlos,
two.
Singer and guitar player, Carlos's.
Yeah, Carlos's.
Drummer and bass player, Alvarosis.
Okay, interesting.
That's the last name. That's funny.
Pretty simple.
That's funny.
Not hard to remember.
That's hilarious.
So unfortunately, Alvaro, the original bass player, won't be able to make it due to work issues. So we have a replacement coming. Pablo is going to be the replacement.
Pablo what? Pablo.
Just Pablo.
Pablo for now.
You won't be able to miss him.
With all these artists that just use the
Pablo
one name.
Pablo Chacon. Remember we were watching that movie earlier, and it's Pablo Chacon. And that was good. We were watching We're the Millers earlier. Never mind.
Oh, where the Millers?
Yeah,
great.
I remember he says, Pablo Chacon. My name is Pablo Chacon. Nobody would take me serious, and my name is Brad Berglinger. Something like Berglinger. He said, nobody says, West sounds white in any language, he says. I'm like, what?
All right, I got you the last name. How about the whole name?
These guys have interesting names.
They have like 20 names.
I'm down.
So his name is Pablo Andres Olivares Garrido.
Yeah, he's Hispanic.
There you go.
Yeah,
so
he's Hispanic.
I believe he is.
Dude, you got 2, 3, 4, 8 middle names. You're Hispanic. And you're probably Catholic more than likely.
Oh, most likely.
It is what it is.
120% you're Catholic.
No, it's just like French. Just like the French in Maine. The French and the Irish. You know what I'm saying? We're either Catholic or we're Protestant.
That's it.
And you all got these certain names, certain families. Right. It's like LePage. You have LePage Bakery.
Right.
Back home. So, but it would be spelled P-A-I-G-E.
Right.
Yours is P-A-G-E.
P-A-G-E.
Right, yeah. So
yeah.
A little different, but yeah, it's basically. I like how you spell your name better, though. It just sounds cooler.
It sounds better, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds more ethnic and amazing.
And
it just like
international.
Muy caliente.
I'm
sorry. I work around Hispanic people all day long. I'm so sorry.
It's the hot sauce.
I do too. We love them.
Yes. So, yep. I love my Hispanic. Why do you think the only thing I ever say is my Hispanic and sister out there in the world, brethren and sister? That's it. I don't talk about it. It's just sad. I don't say anything else. I just say numero uno. Why don't we do Italian or French? How do you even say nombre? No.
Do we have any Italian or French people listening to us? I mean, hit us up.
I got people in Maine that listen to us, and a lot of them are French and Irish, so whatever.
There you go.
But anyway, yeah, so we're bringing Cleaver over here. They arrive on Wednesday, October 23rd.
Next week.
So 1 week from today, Cleaver touches base at LAX.
Indeed.
Right.
Great.
And we are very excited, and especially to see Carlos again.
Yes.
We haven't seen Carlos Cleaver in a few months. So he was here in June. He left like beginning of July. He went back to Chile, and he's been working on getting. We've been working on getting this whole thing set up.
Indeed,
and hopefully this next year we're working on an East Coast tour.
Oh yeah, that's
so we gonna have fun. I already got a bunch of venues I'm looking at. So
Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, baby.
I know, right? We're gonna go home and eat some stuff from Maine.
But let's talk about Cleaver. How about
Cleaver.
A couple tickets later? I'm gonna be
here. Yes, way. Yes. So
to the whiskey show with who?
Puddle of Mud.
Slam.
We are giving away two tickets today.
Color
count
23rd.
Them
two. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Jesus, right. That'll be a precedent. We've never had more than what, 6 callers?
Well, how about caller?
So you're gonna kill us on 23. Goddamn.
Caller number 3.
Let's not make it there. No. It's caller number 4.
All right, caller number 4.
Caller number 4.
Caller number 4. Tickets. Two tickets.
323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. Give us a call.
Right now.
You can win 2 tickets.
Right now.
Caller number 4.
If you don't believe me,
right now,
I will show you
two
all.
2 tickets.
Yeah. Here's the tickets.
Puddle of Mud.
Very nice.
Put that right up to that camera. Whiskey a go-go. West Hollywood, California.
Friday, November 8th. Yes. 6 p.m. doors.
Yes, we're very excited. Cleaver plays at what time? 8?
We go on at 7:15.
7:15.
So be there. Don't be late.
Yes, sir. But you know what they say? Experts say that psychology, when they study things like that, like music, concerts, whatnot, they say what people remember the most is the first and the last band they listen to. So if you're there the entire time, Cleaver, if that's one of the first bands on.
We are the second band
going
on.
So that's the thing. But that means they're going to
not the first one.
They could, you know.
Well, you're in California. No one ever
We'll be hanging or leaving in long. We'll have merch for all of you fans out there. All
right.
Did y'all hear the merch?
Already gone to bed. Really the first band. Yeah, exactly.
See these t-shirts a day. So
it's all about. Oh, we got a caller. Oh, you're on the air. You're caller number one. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, I want to be caller number four.
You missed it by three, my man. Sorry. Try again.
Well, you can hang up and try again.
I'm going to if you make me, or I can hang on. You can just give them to me.
First of all, tell all of our listeners who we're speaking with.
Oh, my name's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
And
I do, Mike.
I'm first-time listener, so...
Rock on! Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike.
How you doing, Mike?
I thought you were one of our usual criminals that calls in.
Thank you, Mike. That's a good thing.
For listening.
I called in, and I heard about the Cleaver show at Whiskey, and I want to go.
You want
to
go.
You want to go to the Cleaver.
Man, I say fuck it, man. Give him the tickets.
You want to just give him the tickets?
Give him the tickets. I'll say give him the tickets.
Make it easy?
You want
to
make it
It's up to you, man. It's up to you. I'll leave that up to you, Rod. You know what I'm saying?
Let's see. What do you think?
Well, tell him to hang up and call back.
Okay.
No, we're not gonna have your call. I'll tell you what. How many of you guys are going to the show? Is it you, my man, or?
I'll take as many as you give me and bring people to match that number, or I'll just take the two and bring a buddy. I'm not calling four, so I'm just trying to negotiate here.
Tell you what, my man. You're in with one ticket for you. Bring us many buddies to support Cleaver and Pablo Mudd, and we'll see you there November 8th at 6 p.m. All right?
Yeah.
One ticket for you. We'll be waiting here at Jenny's Real Talk.
Right!
Make sure you message me.
If you're watching, here's a ticket. If you're not, it's right in my hand.
Make sure you message me and hit me up for the details, and we'll find out where, leave the ticket at the window for him.
I can leave it at the window for him.
You want to leave him at the window, or we can mail him. So the event is on Friday, November 8th. So, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you guys so much. Oh, my gosh. First-time caller, stoked with a ticket.
Awesome.
All right. That's cool, man. Thank you very much, man.
Make sure you hit me up so we know where to get the details for your tickets, okay?
You're on Facebook, brother? Or where you here? And where you, what media are you listening to us from?
Are you on Facebook Live right now?
Sitting in my electric vehicle charging, listening on my phone.
Oh, you're amazing. Great. We love you.
Cool.
Just for that, he wins tickets.
Absolutely. You definitely deserve this ticket.
Yeah.
All right. Make sure you hit me up at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block or Get Real Global Entertainment. Either way, hit me up on Facebook, send me a message, and we will find out where exactly what name to put your ticket in.
There you go.
And tickets.
Well, you know, I'll do that.
No, this is for real, brother.
I'll match his two tickets to two VIP passes to my festival.
You want to go? Want to go to a movie festival this weekend too?
Wow, that's awesome! Oh my gosh!
Yeah, look at that.
We got just Leslie Lamaj here.
First time caller.
Yeah. You want to? We can hook you up with that too.
You are a double winner, brother.
If there you're you down.
Go. Oh, gosh, this is the best day of my life right now.
Well, we're glad we made your day, my man.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, thank you, Mike, for calling into the show today. We appreciate you for listening. I appreciate you for being a first-time listener and fan. And hit me up, and we will send you your tickets and your passes and whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll leave your name on a list so you can pick
things
up.
So you pick it up. Yeah, exactly.
We got you.
Jenny, Rod, you guys rule. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
We'll see you on the show.
Hell yeah.
First time caller. We love that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, anybody who tried to call in for number four is really pissed right now. I'm just kidding. Dude, he's a first time listener, That kind of got to me. And he was listening in an electric car while charging on his phone.
Right.
And he was. That's amazing. Yep. Right there.
That's lovely. I love it. Thank you very much.
Now you're going to get to go see a Women's International Film Festival.
That's what it's all about right now.
Amazing. This week, we can talk tomorrow morning.
We're going to have great food.
And go straight on until Monday or Sunday night?
Sunday night when we have our award ceremony.
Yeah. Sunday night when they have the awards ceremony. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
All right. That's a good thing.
Yes. So, hit us. Make sure you hit me up. so we can get that all set up for you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a little bit more about some of your
entries,
some of your people.
We've got, you know, amazing entries. You know, we have entries all over the world. We've had them and we've got them in this year from Saudi Arabia, from India, from Cuba, from Austria, Australia, Canada. Iran. So we have an amazing selection of these.
I got a quick
question.
Is it like an award ceremony? So they're nominated. These films.
Yeah. So everyone who's
Oscars
in it,
Oscars or whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mini
like
Oscars.
That?
Yeah, it's like an award show. We got it. We got singers. We got MCs. We have honorees. It's like a big show thing. And our comic is Sandra Volz. She's a LGBT Latina actress comic. So shout out to Sandra. She's amazing.
Good
she
thing.
Keeps the
shout out to the LGBT community.
Shout out to all of them.
All of everybody.
I'm a proud member. I'm one of the biggest bees I know.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to Jenny.
Well, she keeps the show rolling. So it all culminates, you know, everyone is in a competition category except for our special screenings, and they all culminate in the award ceremony. So they don't know if they're winning unless they show up and we surprise them that night.
That's
so it's
amazing.
Like, ah!
But that's cool. That's cooler.
It is actually cooler, you know.
I mean, if you know ahead of time, it just kind of takes the excitement out of it. If you don't know and you're sitting there in anticipation, just waiting.
Why would I go? I got something else better to do.
Yeah, I didn't win. Screw you. I'm not even going to show up.
Right, exactly. So we can just keep it. And it's really a cathartic thing when they, like, win because they're screaming. They're excited.
I've seen the film. I'm seeing a lot of them, you know, different types of things. Emmys, the Grammys, you know, all that stuff. So.
Yeah, so we keep it a surprise all the way to Sunday night.
I love it.
Yeah. And then we've got Frankie, which is a movie from Sony Classics. We're doing a special screening on that on Saturday
Which one's that?
It's got amazing actors and actresses in it. It's about a gal who is really dealing with cancer in a really cool place in the south of France. She, you know, has to bring the family together to confront, you know, not only her disease, but, you know, what's going to happen afterwards.
Right.
So we're having that special screening, which is given to us by Sony Classics, which is amazing. And then we've got Boy Genius, which is with Miles Brown from Blackish, and Nora Dunn will be there to speak Q&A.
Oh, that's amazing.
Huge you know, to speak to do the Q&A right after. And the filmmaker is an alumni from us who won a shorts category, and she's like moved on and stepped up to this huge feature film. Is going to be shown on Netflix. So if you miss it at the film festival, you'll be able to tap into it at Netflix.
Are you allowed to say the
Netflix.
Name?
Yeah, it's Boy Genius.
Boy Genius.
Boy Genius, and that's on Friday night at 6 o'clock.
And it's going to be on Netflix, you say?
Yeah, so
that's
it's doing a special screening with us with the Q&A with the talent, and then I think it launches on Netflix in 2 months, 1 month. It's coming out like shortly on Netflix, so you'll be able to tap onto that there.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And then we've got seminars, which is amazing, on funding your film, learning how to do that with panels and these experts coming in.
I would so love to do that because I've been wanting to do like a film and things and TV.
Yeah.
So,
well, then you should definitely come to the seminars because we've got funding. We have pitching. So you learn how to pitch at our festival.
I really need to know that one. That's a big part. Like I see that so much. Like it's about your approach too. It's about
totally. I mean, pitching is its own little entity. I mean, you have to learn how to deliver your concept so that somebody says yes, not no, and thank you very much, and you know, get out of my office.
Yeah. I just started doing classes at Pasadena Media Television,
right?
Where they teach you how to do a television for you know different aspects of it, the directing, the producing, how to run the equipment back. You know, in the background, you know, like the teleprompter and the editing and all that stuff. So you learn like all these things, but it's an incredible program. So if any of you out there ever get a chance, you want to check it out, you ever want to delve into television, have your own little show, whatever, you can hit up Pasadena Media. So go to Pasadena Media. I believe it's .tv or something like that or .org. Just look them up, Pasadena Media Television. And, you know, you could maybe have your own little television show. I mean, I'm looking to produce my own thing, so that's why I was saying we could have you on there, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that would
be
great.
These are options I like to give our guests.
Well, thank you for the options.
You're welcome. I don't think I've had a guest on that I haven't liked. We've had some really, really cool guests over the last 2.5 years.
So it's amazing that you've been doing this for 2.5 years. I mean, that's crazy.
This one show, I had a show, shout out to Stephanie Shepherd in Glendale, California. I used to have a show with her for 4 years called Steph and Jen Get Real.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah,
Steph and Jen Get Real.
Yeah, that's right. So I remember that.
oh, wow.
Yeah. That's been a while. Yeah, we've been around for a while. Yeah, we've been around for a while. So like 4 years for that. And then I had a show called Get Real before that for like, I don't know, 8 months. But that was like, I didn't really. When I went live, I started like, I don't know. Her and I just had a chemistry, so it was kind of like it made sense.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I decided, you know, hey, you got to go out on your own and try new little things.
You do.
Sometimes.
Indeed, you do. Yeah. And now you're going to launch this thing for camera in January, right?
Yes. That's my
goal. It's going to be exciting. That's
going
to be great.
That's my, and I'm trying really hard. Hopefully, please God, let this happen, please. I'm trying to start school in January at the Musicians Institute.
Nice.
For an associate of science in music business. So I will learn how to actually manage bands professionally, how to get them to play places and through companies and whatnot, and how to get them on tours around the world. I already do a lot of this already.
Yes, you do.
So it's just going to be an extension of that. Right. But I get to learn it the real, real way. Right. How to get funding, how to get people to pay your band to play, there's all these different things. How to get a contract for your band. It teaches you about international law, regular law, contract law. It teaches you about so many things. And I'm excited. I really, please.
You will get it. Yes.
I'm putting it out in the universe. Yes. Right. But that can also lead to a lot of doors opening for us.
Yes.
With a lot more networking and, connections that we can make through this type of thing. I can get us the bigger, the concert halls at there for nothing.
Right.
There's a 500 person venue that I can showcase my, because that's part of what the whole thing is.
Right.
Is you have to put on productions and things. That's kind
of
like your.
Within the framework of the class.
Yeah. Oh. That's like your piecework. Like that's like your thing at the end. You know how like they have like your thing at the thesis, whatever you call it. You know what I'm saying?
Your it's thesis
like,
project.
Yeah, yeah. You got to kind of like have like, you got to show them that you can do what it is you went to school for.
Right.
So you're going to be throwing cousins. But Sherry, since I'm already in the industry, we're gonna work something before I even go to graduate. So, but I'm looking to graduate hopefully in 18 months. But Jenny almost always gets her way. Once in a while, maybe not. There was that 6'4" Norwegian guy once. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, actually, I got him, so it really doesn't matter. I just thought it'd be funny. But yeah, we got a lot going on. So we got this whole weekend is nonstop Women's Film Festival. Women kicking ass and taking names, and I'm sure some touching pieces, some heartfelt stuff, some different kinds of. I mean, because all around the world you have different perspectives.
Totally.
Somebody from Iran is gonna have a different type of movie than somebody from Canada.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's gonna be a whole nother different feel.
Yeah.
So like you gotta take everything in its context.
Yeah. I mean, and we go through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of this stuff.
Oh,
we,
I know. I bet you do.
Yeah,
screening like a mofo.
Oh my gosh. And we launch again in call for entries in February of 2020.
So being on the show in like February or March would be optimal.
Yeah, it would be awesome because, so our committee starts screening right away.
Nice.
Because we just can't keep up with the volume.
There's so many entries, I'm sure. So many entrants, people.
And we view everything. There's a lot of festivals out there that view 30 seconds and they go, yeah, no.
That's crazy.
We actually watch the whole thing.
Wow.
So, like, the selection process is a challenging thing because we have to watch everything completely through and then, decide what's going on.
Right.
And which ones we're going to pick.
Well,
but we had an interesting twist though this year. I saw a lot more documentaries on the Me movement. You know, the Me Too movement.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It was like we usually have documentaries a flood on the on breast cancer.
Okay.
You know, because we're a women's festival and somehow they think, oh, gosh, that would be great. You know, flood us with breast cancer documentaries. But this time we got Me Too documentaries.
I always associate the Me Too movement with like people who've been touched by somebody. Mm. Right. Is that somebody who's been like harassed or sexually harassed or touched or raped or drugged or whatever?
Yeah, one of those.
It's called a Bill Cosby or a Harvey pulling a Weinstein.
I'm
pulling a Weinstein tonight. Bitches.
Oh, man.
I'm pulling it. No, wait.
That should be the next purge.
I'm pulling a Weinstein. No, wait. I'm pulling a Weinstein on some bitches tonight. That sounds more like him.
Yeah, I'm pulling a Weinstein on a Cosby.
I'm going to become. I'm going to just go Trump and grab her by the pussy. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. That sounded so anti-feminine.
Let's go bowling.
I'm one of those. I'm a feminist that believes that I should be able to say what the fuck I want to say because I'm a feminist.
That's and you own your own business.
And I own my own business. Right. And I'm a mover and shaker in the industry, so I really don't give a shit.
Amen to that. Oh yeah.
I got into La Femme. Goddammit. Shut the fuck up. La Femme.
She's an alum.
La Femme. It's like I got into LACMA once. LACMA. Do you know what LACMA is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what LACMA is. I know what you know LACMA is. I'm sure you know what LACMA is.
I have no freaking clue.
The Los Angeles County Museum of Art, located at Wilshire and Fairfax.
Oh, okay.
Yes, where they have those really awesome the light fixtures in front and all that. That's really crazy.
We went there, remember?
Exactly. One of the first dates we ever went to, I took him because we were at, through amazing. LACMA. You know, LACMA actually invited me to an event.
Nice.
I was at their Halloween costume ball. It was awesome. I had a really lame ass costume though. So
I was so drunk that night.
Next time I will rethink my costume. Let's play a song by Cleaver though.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
What are you thinking? I have queued up I'm thinking either bipolar cuz I'm bipolar. dealing with my child, he's bipolar. My daughter's bipolar. Fucking bunch of nuts.
Yeah, no, it's.
But what do you want to listen to? I got. I know you love. Why Are You So Jealous, Honey?
Yeah.
I know that fucking. That's what song you want to listen to.
Well,
you want to save it for last.
Let's
build up the anticipation.
Yeah,
on
listen.
Okay.
Let's talk whatever you want.
We're gonna play this song called "Why Are You So Jealous, Honey." Okay, and it's explicit, but you'll love it. But I'm gonna make you wait for it. So, fuck you.
Indeed.
Let's do bipolar and then do some Why Are You So Jealous, Honey? It goes together. See, you get it?
Yep.
Bipolar bitch is going to get extreme, could get extremely jealous unless they're cool like me.
Only Jenny can come up with that.
And I'm
no
the one
else.
That's usually the one that checks out the chick first and points her out
of
to
course.
Him.
There you go.
I'm like, oh, hey, look at her ass. Most people don't get our relationship. Most people do not like our relationship. Don't get our relationship sometimes. And I'm always like, what's the big deal? I say, because I'm bisexual.
It's all about what you guys want and you love in life.
Exactly. No, the rest we'll be walking of the world, down and be like, oh, hey, look at her. And look at that. My son gets creeped out though when I check out a chick at the same time as him.
Yes, he's
I really
checking
don't
out.
Shit. Oh yeah,
you both like the both heads.
Oh no,
like
seriously, yeah, no, seriously. No.
In the car, like driving.
Yeah, and then my son notices, and he's like,
"Ew."
He's like, "That's so fucking creepy." He goes, "You're checking on the same chick I am." I said, "So
he can get on. He can catch the bus if he don't like it."
Where do you think you get your taste in women from, bitch? Me, not your father. I'm just kidding. Actually, his father chose me, I guess, or something.
If he don't like it, he can catch the bus.
Very true.
Good
the
point.
Subway.
But to get him out of my hair, I gave him an Uber. Anyways, bipolar by Cleaver from Chile on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. Boom.
Hey, man, check this out.
I should have to know.
Swan Boats. Who doesn't like that? Anyway. And we're going to another song. Interesting. That's called Feelings. He's got this. So check out their CD. This one's CD's called, is it Feelings? Is the name of the actual album? Or I'm just making sure. No, no, wait. What is this? What's the name of the actual album? I want to make sure.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah. You, here. I know I got it right here. Hear the Silence. Duh.
Hear the Silence.
Hear the Silence. That's one of the songs. That's this, the second track on the album. The first real track. I mean, the first one, the vision is like 41 seconds. So it's like.
That's like an intro. Like
a little intro. Yeah, a little intro. Yeah. And that's like Hear the Silence, Bipolar, Why Are You So Jealous, Honey, Feelings, Feel the Sickness, Let Me Fly, and the Groove Song. So, hell yeah. I think it's where they've got like three albums out or something.
Nice.
They got a few.
Two,
it's not like.
Two albums?
Yeah.
So check them out on Spotify.com.
Yes, check them out on Spotify under Cleaver. Literally, this. No, like
Cleaver.
Cleaver. Cleaver. C-L-E-A-V-E-R. Cleaver. And I just thought it was badass that they're coming over here at the end of October.
Yeah, it's for Halloween-y.
Exactly.
It's Halloween.
Yeah. So we got some really great events coming up of our own. We're going to talk about Cleaver, in fact, coming here in concert, on tour, in the Southern California area. And hopefully, I'm still working on trying to get them a Vegas date and a San Diego date. Yes, I'm not giving up on that. Nope. I'm not giving up on it. I still have some available dates that they can I can pimp them out. I'm just kidding. Anyway, we've got so here's some Cleaver concert dates. Here's their calendar. We got them coming in on October 23rd. We're gonna do I'm gonna see if I can arrange this. We're gonna do a lunch. We're trying to do a lunch around 12. I'm gonna see if we can get you two if I get out of work around like 11 that morning. It's on the 24th, which is a Thursday, the next day after they get there. So I want to take you to the Korean all-you-can-eat barbecue that we're going to go to.
Ooh.
Oh, baby. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can arrange that. So let's see. That'd be the 24th. Now, October 25th, which is a Friday night. Universal Bar and Grill. They'll be playing at midnight. So come on out. Check them out for a whole hour from midnight to 1 a.m. Come check them out. Universal Bar and Grill. 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, 91602.
It's across the street from the Toyota dealership.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Did you see how I haven't even had a show there in a while and I rattled that fucking date off? I got my own show now. Again, I got a date of my own at that venue, so it doesn't really matter.
Perfect.
Let's see. So, oh, wait, we changed that. That's not about all the bands anymore.
Then we have...
Tell them about Nathan, the 26th. What's going on then? Because I have Battle of the Bands written in there.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
No problem.
You update.
October 26th, Malone's OC Concert Venue.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be fun. Lots of good bands. Huge venue out there in Orange County.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
If you're in LA, get your asses out there to Orange County because we're going
to
be there.
Gina for us from Malone's. What up, Gina? Thank you so much for letting us have a venue. And this is like a... kind of like a Youngblood Productions collaboration-ish, kind of, because we're all kind of, you know. I mean, I'm throwing it together, but I'm part of Youngblood, too. So, it's like, shout out to Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions. Nathan.
Felix.
Shout out to all of our owners. Felix, we love you, man.
Felix, yes.
Shout out to
Felix.
Big John. Shout out to Warrior Dave. We love you, Warrior Dave.
Thank you, we got lots of shout-outs.
Hell yeah, we got lots of people. What else? We got
Raven Speed, Minia, Right Court.
Yeah, exactly. So then we got Sunday, October 27th.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
At Petey's Place in Tarzana, 6025 Reseda Boulevard, Tarzana, California, 91356. And I'm going on memory for these things. Not even written down.
Crazy.
See any addresses written down?
That's a good memory.
Now, the one I can't remember is the alley. It's at 5,000 and something. I can't remember the exact address. Come on out. It's my invitation only, so... we're going to do a private event at the Alley in North Hollywood. It's on Lancashire Boulevard. If you would like to be included in this exclusive list of who's going to get in, you get to see some amazing bands from all around the world.
Ooh.
We've got a band called Vitamin XP. They are the lead singers from Serbia. And the drummer is from Mexico.
There you
My
go.
Friend right. Alejandra. That's I love nice you, Alejandra. Yeah. And Alexander. They have been on the show before.
Very nice.
We welcome them, Vitamix P.
That's, 30th and then at the Alley.
30th at the Alley. And then we have, of course, Incarnate.
Okay.
And Methane coming from Sweden.
Oh,
nice. Another.
I am proud to say they are playing two of my shows while they are on tour in the United States from Sweden.
Yeah.
Nice. We love you. And then, of course, Cleaver. Now, we've had to be restricted to play between 6 and 10 p.m. and yes. wrap it up by 11 because it's a Wednesday night and noise ordinances and whatnot and blah 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 and stuff. So we need to make sure that we start at 6 and we'll open by like people can start showing up around 5:30. We'll open the doors. We'll do the show from 6 to 10. So a band at 6, a 7, 8 and 9. Actually, yeah, we could just do that if you want or Absolutely. Do a band at 7, 8, 9 and 10. We have to be wrapped up by 11. Yeah. So what do you think?
Start at 7.
7? Okay. So we're going to do a band at 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll start off with Vitamin XP and then work our way up the list. Would you like Cleaver to be at 10 still?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do. Yeah, okay, Cleaver. Let's keep Cleaver at 10. That's at the Alley. So if you would like to be included in the exclusive list to go see these four amazing bands from around the world play at the Alley in North Hollywood, hit me up, Jennifer Muse, M-U-S-E. Look for a blonde bitch because most of the other Jennifer Muses do not look like me. So
probably not.
Hit me up. I'm just saying. I'm five fucking nine. Okay.
Big Viking.
I'm a big Viking bitch.
Amazon.
Amazon. Yeah. Amazonian.
My big Viking bitch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then for Halloween, come celebrate us with Real Halloween Fest Volume 1. Yeah.
All day long.
It's going to start about 5.
Yes.
I'm working out all the details, still trying to make sure I firm up all the bands and whatnot. We're going to have an amazing list of bands, though, that is including Cleaver, Incarnate, and Methane. All three will be playing that show. And that's going to be at the Five Star Bar. That's our Halloween festival. So check us out on Facebook on Get Real Global Entertainment LLC page. You will find the it's Real Halloween Fest Volume 1. Then November 1st. Go ahead, Rod. Tell them about it.
We have Cleaver in Santa Monica.
Yes, at Trip.
Right by the beach. Yeah. Trip, Santa Monica.
I can't wait to check that venue out.
10:30 p.m.
Hell yeah.
Cover $10. Don't be late.
10:30 to 11:30. They got a whole hour.
Yes.
Yes.
And gentlemen, out there, get out there, Santa Monica.
Hell yeah. And then let's see, we've got. Tuesday, November 5th. If you like boobies like I do, come on out to Club Burlesque on Sherman Way in NoHo. But there's a bunch of hoes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm so sad. I'm just kidding.
It's NoHo.
NoHo. Whatever. Anyway, Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten, who I manage, will be performing that night.
Yes.
With our other lovely ladies of the night. I'm just kidding.
This is going to be good, y'all.
They're just strippers.
How great is that?
They're just
man.
Strippers, but they don't go.
They're burlesque.
They're not nude. They don't
burlesque.
Go nude.
Burlesque.
They don't go nude.
So it's tantalizing,
But they still take off a lot of stuff. But Club Burlesque, shout out to Hans. What up, Hans? We love you. We hope this becomes a regular thing. Maybe like once every 6-8 weeks, whatever. We'll throw a little party.
Absolutely.
It might end up being, it'll end up eventually being a Star Garden. We're doing Club Burlesque that one night as a send off for that venue. They have sold it. It is changing hands. So that'll be one of the last dates. They're closing down like the 16th or 12th or something like that. So anyway, we're going to go over to Star Garden, which is on Lancashire. We tend to pick a lot of venues on fucking Lancashire. I don't know what that is.
We like Lancashire.
I know. And then, that's also Cleaver. Cleaver will play.
The NoHo's.
Cleaver will play Club Burlesque from 10 to 11 p.m. We got Thursday, November 7th at the Five Star Bar. We have Cleaver also.
Yes.
We're going to do, November 8th. We just did the ticket giveaway for 2 tickets to Puddle of Mud. Well, one and then his buddies or how you do it. Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood, California. They play from 7:15 to 7:45 p.m. That's again Friday, November 8th. Friday, November 11th. Tuesday. Is that a Tuesday? Monday?
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. All right. So Monday, November 11th. Their Cleaver's going to play at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Ooh.
Shout out to Nick Fuoco.
Yes, we like that. We like
they
the
play
Rainbow.
At 10:30 p.m. until 11:15 p.m. And then you're going to see them here live on LA Talk Radio on Jenny's World Talk on the Block. We're going to do an interview with Cleaver on November 13th. That's a Wednesday. Check us out, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then we have Friday, November 15th. At Malone's in Santa Ana, California.
Yes.
And they're going to play from 8:40 to 9:25.
And this one.
Or 9:20, something like that. Yeah. They said I really have to put the 5 minutes in between because of the sound guy.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to restructure it, and there will be 5 minutes in between each band. Promise you, I swear to God, I will get this right.
Slim, but
don't hurt me. Anyway, that's
one more date.
And what else? What's the other date?
We're going to be hanging out with all the fans. Of Cleaver out there at the UBG on Saturday, November 2nd.
Oh, yes, Saturday,
for
November
2nd. The 80s
yes.
Halloween costume party.
Yes.
So come dress the best.
And what are you guys wearing?
All kinds of stuff.
We're going to be giving stuff away. Whatever you want to wear. We're back in the 80s.
I
got to
dress up all goddamn weekend.
Shop in rollerblades.
I'm going to have to dress up all fucking weekend. I got to show
short
every guy.
Shorts, those little tops the girls used to wear.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Leg warmers. Most original outfits, like from Breakfast Club, or if you do anybody that looks like a major member of one of the movies, 16 Candles, Vacation,
right.
Any of those big ass, you know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High,
right.
All right, we're gonna
whatever you want, but Jenny's gonna bring her bag of tricks and
I'm gonna do giveaways all night, lots of stuff, T-shirts, CDs, tickets, all kinds of stuff. We can't give that away. That's illegal.
Yeah, the biggest prize
that'll be upstairs
too,
along with Jello shots.
That's right,
Jello shots.
We're going to make Jello shots. This is for the VIP guests.
Yep.
VIP only goes upstairs.
So and they get Jello shots.
And they get Jello shots.
Oh. So we'll be having Cleaver.
The flavor
the meet
is.
And greet then?
Yes. That's a meet and greet for Cleaver.
I don't know.
For Cleaver.
We're
going to have in the house newcomers. Just showcased UBG last Saturday. Great show called New Ritual. Shout out to all of them. Their manager,
Ritual,
Mike.
Yeah.
Nagel, Richard Heights, DeSanti, Danny, and Juan. Amazing band. They're going to be there also with Cleaver, hanging out for meet and greet. And
amazing.
We're going to put them on the bills with them.
I can't wait.
So it's going to be fun.
All right. So great things coming. Don't forget to check out La Femme.
Yes.
International Movie Festival.
And they can still buy tickets. www.lafemme.org. So buy tickets.
And where else can people find you on social media?
Social media is La Femme Film Festival.
LAFEMME.
Film Festival or Film Fest.
Awesome.
Yeah. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're everywhere.
And where can people find you, Rod?
You got Canon Productions on Instagram. You can check us out also online on RyoMix.com. All our DJs, backlines, all the good stuff,
yes.
Parties and whatnot. But mainly Instagram, so that's where, you know, we like to hang out.
And thanks to Rod. He's providing the backline for Cleaver for the whole thing, as well as for the entire Halloween festival. And
indeed.
So we really appreciate you for everything
that
you do.
Just come out and support us.
And at the November 15th at the Malone. So.
Yes.
Where can they find you, Jennifer?
Where can we find us? You can find me at Jennifer Muse, M-U-S-E. Look for a big blonde Viking bitch. Go to Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC. Go to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio. Check us out at Jenny's Real Rock on Rock Rage Radio and iHeartRadio, as well as the coming, you can win something if you help me come up with a name for my television show. I said, that's real entertainment, but that's real entertainment. And you get the live audience, you point at them and you go now, and you go like this, and they go, that's real entertainment, or some fucking shit. I don't know.
And if it blows up like that, you get paid.
It's gonna be a live studio audience. We're gonna have a glass house band. We're gonna have, people.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Great. So,
booty dancers and.
Yeah, sure. All that stuff. Whatever.
Sure, why not?
Whatever the FCC will allow us to get away with.
Whatever
but we
got to
wrap
wants.
It up tonight, so I have one last thing for you. Shout out. Peace out. Be safe. We'll see you next Wednesday with our guest. I believe it's Black Heroin Gallery, if I can make sure I can lock them down for next Wednesday. And possibly Sinestra Cabaret. We'll see on that one. I haven't fully locked things down yet, so be paying attention. It's like Goth Week. We're going to have some fun.
Anyway, it's Halloween.
And then after that, on Wednesday, October 30th, we've got Dangerous D, the freak himself, in the house. And then we're going to have Dawn Marlone. She's going to do a psychic reading on the air. And then Wednesday, November 6th, we're going to have Southpaw. And then November 13th, of course, Cleaver. And November 20th, Gravity Lane. So be prepared. Have fun. See ya. Peace out. Here's something from a family member you might know.
Hey, this is Aunt Rose Goldfarb, and I'm on my way to the casino. I got my bottle of whiskey and my pack of Luckies, so I think I'm good. I'm going to get lucky today. I can feel it. Anyway, you're listening to my niece Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. On LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. All right. Hope you get lucky, too.
Oh, my Aunt Rose sucks. I'm just kidding. She's crazy. All right. Next week.
Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.